Welcome back to WGN Nightside. I'm Chris Stolte from NBC Chicago Fire. I'm here with my pal David Eigenberg and my pal Dave Plyer. Here on 720 WGN, our next guest, this man's face is on the hypothetical Mount Rushmore of improv. He and his partner, TJ Jagodowski, set a standard for improv comedy that few could possibly live up to. Easily one of the funniest, smartest, most quick-witted and nimble-minded people I know. This is my good buddy, David Pasquazi. How are you, pal?
I'm very well, thank you. Is this Mr. Christian Stolte?
It is indeed, and I'm here with David Eigenberg and Dave Plyer.
Hello, Mr. Pasquazi. How are you?
Eigenberg.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Eigenberg, I could not pass up an opportunity to not be in the same room with you.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. You all know Dave from Veep. Veep, he plays Julia Louis-Dreyfus's ex-husband, and he's currently starring in Lodge 49 on AMC. I'm right about that, aren't I?
On AMC. Yeah, you're right about that. Sounds like an avid watcher.
And you are, well, I don't know what I watch things on. I'm on some platform or other watching things. Let me, and you may know him, if you're in Italy, you may just know him because you sold some grapes or a fish to him recently. He's there right now.
I'm making great fish and grapes fish.
Where exactly are you right now, man?
I'm in Rome.
Well, I was going to start a phrase that I didn't know how to finish. And are you there on business? Is it a sales conference?
I want to know the phrase.
When in Rome, and then I think it's followed by dot. I don't know what happens after that.
Anything, really, right. And in fact, when you're in Rome, anything you do, you're already here.
You're already here.
Yeah, right. You're already here. So whatever you do, you do. I'm having a hard time finding a nice cup of coffee, though, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry.
But maybe you have some tips.
No, I don't. I've never been, so I'm of no help to you whatsoever there. So are you filming yet another Angels and Demons, what is that, Celestine Prophecy, Ron Howard movie? What was that called? The
Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons, yes, indeed.
The Dan Brown books, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've done at least two prominent films there, right? The Woody Allen one, which is called what?
To Rome with Love.
And they think you're an Italian actor, don't they?
Some of them do, some of them do.
And whose fault is that, would you say? You walk around speaking Italian, looking Italian?
Yeah, and I mislead. That's part of my thing. I mislead at the drop of a hat. That's one of my great joys. That and misleading people and hating things. Those are my two real joys.
That's how you get good at it. You've put in your 10,000 hours of hating things, and now you can do it with a laser-like precision. We just got off the phone with Ike Riley.
On groups of people. Sorry, go ahead.
We just got off the phone with Ike Riley, who sends his love.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. That we had to speak with him? He was in a really bright and chipper mood, as you can imagine. And he's at a hotel outside of Seattle right now. And he is fully dressed.
In Seattle.
When in Seattle, you know the rest. So what are we looking for? Lodge 49 got a second season. Am I right about that?
It did. We just found out last week that was good news for us. I hope the people that like it think it's good news as well. And the people who don't like it, they don't concern me that much.
They're not a part of this conversation.
Yeah, right.
And how's the cast?
It's really fun. Everybody walks around going, really, the whole time, we're all looking around like, this is weird, right? Like, there's no Jag. Jagoff. Can you say Jagoff?
Yeah, you can say Jaggy Pants?
Yeah, right. Everybody's looking around and like, oh, I guess it's me, right? There's got to be one. There's got
to
be one.
That is the rule. There has to be one. I'm sitting here with ours.
Jaggy Pants is probably fine.
All right, Jaggy Pants.
Also, I woke up really early today and just chanted to myself, don't swear, for about 30 minutes.
We were concerned about David doing
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We were worried about the other David on that one.
No, we had a session outside in the waiting room.
we had to have a session.
Yeah, it's a full-on.
It's in the seven.
Just detritus from the mouth falling, landing on laps, wet, slathering, slop.
It was a Tourette's moment, for sure. Yeah.
Pesquazi, I miss you. I miss you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, people out there probably don't know. Like, improv is a weird thing that you do. It's I don't know how you describe improv. You're just living life on stage and making stuff up. And then there was a time when we were all doing a thing together, and you said, just come on out here. We're making up stuff. And you said, and I was like, I can't. And you said, well, what could possibly go wrong? And you just didn't understand that so much goes wrong in my life.
No, he will never understand.
I would be dragging the dead body of my soulless, talent-free existence out there and will die.
Doesn't talent-free sound better than talentless?
Yeah.
Talent-free is like you slyly avoided having talent.
Yeah, exactly. There's an upside to it.
A liberation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I am free of you.
Unshackled by talent.
Yeah. It's a nice thing, but you don't know anything about that. And you just, like, you breathe things and they come to life.
Yeah.
Never seen him nervous. Never seen him.
Who actually spins plates.
Wow.
That's true.
That's a whole other story.
You spin plates.
There you go.
Yeah, literally spinning plates.
I've brought back, I've revived the art of spinning plates.
For a few minutes you did. I don't know.
I did.
You need to get some momentum going.
It was missed by no one.
How do you think that would go over in Italy? You think they could use a guy like that?
Oh, they wouldn't view it as bringing anything back. They're still real strong. They've been strong.
Oh, it's never went away.
Forget it. I can't compete with those Italians.
Yeah, it's
going to
be too much competition
over
there.
No,
you know they're better at it than you.
Forget it.
What I just really enjoyed was you two mumbling into the microphone.
It's been 2 hours of that, buddy. Chicago's eating it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they got a really strong. Oh yeah, there's no way I could compete.
So when you coming home?
How you guys doing?
We're all right, man. We're about a quarter of the way through the season 7 of Chicago Fire. We were both in full complaint mode.
Season 7.
Yeah, who would have guessed? Yeah.
Season 7, and you guys, they still have you on.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
They have not caught wise to us.
Do you pretend to be other people when you're there all day?
We don't. I think the line is so blurred now between character and actor. We call each other by whichever name pops into our heads first. And
how can they bear being around your actual selves?
Again, we don't know which is which anymore. I'm getting to know Radio David now.
Yeah, I've been coming. I got to do something different. Yeah. I like this. I like the sound of my voice.
Fantastic.
I like to hear it. I don't really hear it like this. And now I'm like,
I was listening,
to me?
You guys, and I think, boy, that's a little too sexy for me.
Right? What's going on with you right now? Are you all alone too? All these lonely men. You know, you're old, man. I mean, you're older than me, and you're alone in a hotel. And
we don't know that he's alone.
Yeah, he is. He could say
it's 7 in the morning where he is.
Huh?
That your nighttime.
You don't even know that I'm in a hotel.
What do you got? Right. Like you got like Liza Minnelli's dog with you or something?
Why would it be that?
I don't know. Because Zsa Gabor is dead.
And that was the only alternative?
That was it. One or the other. The little white Maltese.
I'm just saying your sexy, smoky nighttime voice is not going to work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Pesquazi, who do you got with you right now?
Oh,
it's actually my wife.
Oh, Joan.
give our love to Joan Marie,
that's
please.
That's nice. It is. I can't say anything now. I can't be a wise.
No, mother. Right. Suddenly,
wise
he's
behind. I can't say anything.
He's restrained.
You have a really nice wife.
Changed, didn't I?
Yeah. Sorry.
You changed that.
That's all right.
You took the fun out of it.
Listen, a lot of people are calling in right now asking when there's going to be another season of Graveyard. Do you have anything to tell them?
First of all, I'd like to thank them for their patience. Don't you hate it when people say thank you for your patience instead of sorry?
Yeah, right. Because I haven't really demonstrated patience. You don't know that I've been patient. I've endured it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I've sat here completely impatiently, in fact, and I'm about ready to launch. So you're thanking me for something that doesn't exist, you idiot. Now I have another to hate you for.
Yeah.
Next season of Graveyard will be out right around the same time the sophomore Kid Mayhem album will be out.
Oh, crap. Album. All right. That's a long wait. That's a long wait for some loyal fans. All right, Daddy-O, you got anything else you need to lay upon us from across the ocean?
Yes. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 8th through 10th, I'm opening up for Emo.
For Emo Phillips, everybody.
You are cool.
At Zany's, yeah.
We were just talking to...
how about that? That was like a real plug.
Yeah, it was genuine. That's how the big kids do it. I'm going to come see you at one of those. Is that the Old Town Zanies?
Yeah.
Old Town Zanies on Thursday and Friday, and then Rosemont Zanies on Saturday.
I'll make it to at least one of those, and you get to walk to work on a couple of those nights.
I sure do.
Good for you. All right, I'm going to come see you and Emo Phillips at Zanies. Give me those dates again.
November 8, 9, and 10.
All right, we will be there. All right, love you, buddy. Great talking to you.
You too. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Dave. Bye, David.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's Chris Dolte. It's David Eigenberg, and from NBC Chicago Fire, I'm Dave Plyer, and there's more of WGN Nightside next on 720 WGN.